This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. How we all doing in allergy land? I hope you guys are getting through all the coughs and the sneezes and the mucus and the whatever. Apologize. It's going to be a very, very rough couple months. Just be prepared. We'll talk about some allergy prevention. I'm trying to watch this video everybody's talking about one of Google's self-driving cars hitting a bus in California. You guys heard about this? Apparently, on Valentine's Day, a Google vehicle struck the side. Hold on, I think it wants me to hit a plug-in or something. I don't know. I don't even know what a plug-in is. But anyway, they say a Google vehicle struck the side of a public bus in Silicon Valley, in the city of Mountain View. Footage recorded by cameras on the bus shows a Lexus SUV, which I guess Google has, like, outfitted with a bunch of sensors and cameras, so it could drive by itself, edged into the path of a bus that luckily was only going 15 miles an hour. They say this is the first time in several years of testing on public roads seeing a Google car causing a crash. So Google has blamed other drivers in the past for their collisions, okay? You know what? They should have known these other drivers stink, so that's why, you know, our car, our prototype isn't doing well. But this is where it was caught on video. So now the Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority released a video and post-crash photos this week to the Associated Press under a public records request. It was a low-speed collision, but the impact apparently crumpled the Lexus's front left side, flattened the tire, tore off the radar Google installed, so probably $100,000 worth of damage. That radar was supposed to help the SUV perceive its surroundings. See, that's what I want to know. If you're in an accident and part of the sensor, all right, falls off. I've been in multiple car accidents, and it's just because I drive like crap or other people drive like crap. Okay, I'll take the Google stand. It's everybody else. And in the middle of the accident, you still have to react. So I'm wondering if your Google car loses a sensor and you need to maybe compensate. I mean, you know, you could be hit on one end and then start going towards oncoming traffic and then you need to reposition. I would say this idea is really stupid. I've never been a fan of self-driving cars. I really don't like that idea, but we asked for it. This is our fault, okay? We asked for it. We would love to live in an age of total recall where you jump into the cab and the guy goes, you know, where do you want to go? And Arnold Schwarzenegger goes, I need to be right back. I don't know whatever he says. I forget what he said in Total Recall. But anyway, and we thought that was cool. We want to live in the movies we've seen. I have no desire to be in space. I have absolutely no desire to ever go to Mars or ever go to the moon. And I'll tell you why. All right. But a lot of you guys are. Why? Because of Star Wars. You're all excited. You want to know why I can't stand space and why I am deathly afraid to go out into space and I have no desire to do it? It's because of Superman 2. You guys remember in Superman 2? There was, remember Zod and the other two bad guys? They broke out of their jail and they landed on the moon. And two of our astronauts were working on the moon, or were they Russian astronauts? I forget. And they pulled out the cord so he couldn't breathe and killed him. As a little kid, watching Superman 2, watching that scared me. And ever since, I have had an aversion towards ever being out in space. Okay, but the rest of you guys who aren't ninnies really like the idea. You know, you're like, yeah, this is pretty cool. So you guys want to be in space. You guys want Back to the Future hoverboards. and DeLoreans. All right? You guys want flying cars. You want self-driving cars. So where there's a demand, there's going to be a supply. Yet I've always thought the idea was absolutely stupid. All right? I mean, you know, taking man out of the equation and taking women out of the equation. I know you guys think women drivers are bad, but studies have proven, sorry, no, we aren't. I do not think it's a smart thing. Okay, you need to be able to autocorrect. You need to be able to react. All right, I mean, what if it's a selfless, you know, a driverless car that hits a kid and it runs over the kid, and you need to move that car just a couple inches to get it off the foot, and the Google car doesn't do it. I mean, I'm not saying that's what you do with the car, but I mean, you know, think about it. Where's the human factor? Where is somebody going to be there? I mean, yeah, going to the store and all that may sound fine, but you need to, whenever you do this, think about, okay, what about worst case scenario? You want a human around, okay? What if the car slams into another car and it starts to put the car on fire and there's somebody trapped in that car? Don't you want the other vehicle to come and save you? Somebody from the other vehicle that didn't get hurt to come and save you. So I don't know. I think it's bad. Anyway, the Lexus had to be towed. Neither the Google employee in the driver's seat. Oh, very interesting. So there was an employee in the driver's seat. All right, because apparently under California law, there still has to be somebody there in case of an emergency. You see? See, I know what I'm talking about. But not the driver wasn't injured, nor the 16 people on the bus. So it was a small accident. I wouldn't call it a fender bender. It was a small accident. But nonetheless, I think it just highlights the fact that we're being idiots when it comes to trying to take on technology to the degree that we are. And thinking that we're going to be fine. All right? I mean, what if a car just decides to... You know, I just don't trust computers. They malfunction. But even more so, I don't trust man with computers or woman with computers because these things could be hacked. Okay, how many times are we hearing about data breaches? And I know I've probably seen too many movies, but I seriously think somebody is going to hack into our systems and then operate our cars. Or we've been talking about how many of the medical... software now used for patients' IV and other sorts of things can be hacked into. I don't want a hacker going into my IV and tripling the drip rate, you know? Anyway, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Berkey is your premier source for purified water. The Berkey Light System is portable, requiring no water pressure, electricity, or plumbing, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water anytime, especially during emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. This portable system can purify raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, even stagnant ponds. It removes bad tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, as well as organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, and unhealthy unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful minerals your body needs. And you can take the power of Berkey with you when you leave home with a Sport Berkey. Get the Berkey Light System along with two Sport Berkey bottles, a $310 value for only $268, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $42 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Tom for working the dials. We really do appreciate it. All right, so I had the amazing honor to film multiple episodes on Pawn Stars. So I really thank Left Field Pictures. I thank History Channel for that, and I really thank the guys at the Gold and Silver Pawn Shop in Las Vegas. Got Rick, we had Old Man, had Corey Harrison, and then, of course, Chum Lee, Austin Russell. I think, surprised us when many of us heard that Chum Lee was arrested yesterday. He was being held late Wednesday, and from what I understand, he made bail following an arrest on felony weapon and drug charges. Now, Austin Lee Russell, who goes as Chum Lee, is 33 years old, and he was taken into custody when officers serving a search warrant in a sexual assault investigation found methamphetamine. They found marijuana and at least one gun at his Southwest Las Vegas home. Russell was not booked, though, on a sex crime allegation, according to USA Today. Right now, he is not being charged for that. They were just there on a search warrant. And Officer Larry Hadfield, a department spokesman, said that part of the investigation stemmed from a recent complaint by a woman, and it is continuing. Now, Russell was being held pending an initial court appearance on 19 drug possession charges and one weapon charge. According to Clark County Detention Center records, his bail was set at $62,000. From what I understand, he already posted it. They said a man who answered the phone at the Gold and Silver Pawn Shop on Las Vegas had no information on the arrest, and I can understand they're going to want their privacy with this. Working with Chum Lee, I got to tell you, man, you know, impressive guy. Very impressive guy with his, great personality, smart. You know, everybody likes to call Chum Lee dumb on Pawn Stars, but, he's smart, okay? I mean, you know, and reality TV, okay, I love shows like Pawn Stars because they teach you, all right? But, you know, what's the difference between a reality TV show that teaches or a PBS documentary? All right, now documentaries are cool, but what do documentaries have to do to get the audience? They have to make it entertaining. And so I really credit the Pawn Star guys for making their show entertaining. And having me on, that obviously shows that they knew what they were doing when it came to entertaining, okay? But although there was a lot of parts edited. Okay, you know, I can't go into the whole Dr. Dahlia routine, you know, I mean, I'm not the star, but that's fine, at least I got to teach people, okay? So, so I was very, very grateful for my work and time there. I just hope, Chum Lee gets help he needs, and I hope we'll keep you guys posted as more of the story unfolds. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Alright, so, daylight savings time. A lot of you guys are grunting and groaning. This weekend, we gotta turn the clocks forward. We have to spring forward. That's how you remember it, okay? In the spring, you spring forward, put it out. So basically, you're supposed to, you know, put the hours, the clocks ahead. I usually wake up at about 1:58 in the morning, splash some water on my face, stretch, so I can get over to my alarm clock, and then I could, you know, put it towards 3 o'clock, fix it, you know, and I never want to miss it. I've never missed a daylight savings time. I don't know how you guys all do it, but I set my alarm to get up so I could spring the clocks back. I just want to make sure I'm doing it right, okay? Some of you guys try to cheat and do it the night before. That never made any sense to me. Anyway, problem is, okay, when you get that extra hour, when you go back in the fall, all right, it seems to help the health. But when you spring forward, nope, it doesn't. And remember, experts recommend getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. And unfortunately, daylight savings time messes that. Just one simple hour can really screw people up. And now they say that the risk for stroke increases by 8% during the first 2 days after the time transition. This study was done in Finland over a 9-year period and included 3,000 patients who were hospitalized for a stroke during the week of daylight savings time, along with another 12,000 who suffered a stroke in the 2 weeks before or after the time change. Doctors say it's starting to happen more in the middle-aged population and not just people 65 and older. So, what are signs of stroke? Weakness, difficulty speaking, talking that seems garbled, slurring your words. And these could be signs that a stroke is happening. So, what I like to tell people to do is a couple days before, slowly start getting used to that, okay? Train yourself to go to bed a little earlier. I mean, if it's really going to put you guys at risk for stroke, I mean, we need to prepare for this. And we all forget, you know, I mean, the news media is pretty good about announcing it earlier, and I believe some of the news outlets were already starting to talk about it a week ago, so good for them. I'm going to be on KABC tomorrow morning, Doug McIntyre in the morning, talking about the health risk with this. But what I usually recommend is to start a little earlier. So people get grumpy, they're tired, there's car accidents. So, and you got to get your kids. Oh my gosh, my kids. Oh, I can't get them up now in the mornings. What? I want to save. I hate school. I don't want to go. Like, get your butts out of bed. And so I'm already expecting to yell. And I know it's Sunday, you know, I mean the next day, but still, on Monday, they're still going to not get up, you know, because they're going to look outside and the cats really get confused. All right, the cats kind of come to me and they all group up, you know, after having their little ticker, you know, discussion with their little whiskers. All right, I don't know, they talk to each other in Morse code with their whiskers. I'm not sure how they do that. But anyway, then they come to me wanting an explanation on why everything's different. And I'm like, I don't know. Okay, it's just, that's just the way it is. Like, well, when am I getting fed? No, that doesn't matter. So anyway, WNCT has given us a list of some safety tips to better prepare for daylight savings time. So for the motorists, they say, look, in the early morning, watch out for pedestrians when backing up in parking lots or driveways. Turn on your headlights to make yourself more visible. Yeah, didn't a grandpa accidentally run over his grandkid in the driveway? It blows my mind how that happens. I used to with my husband go, okay, I'm driving, get the kids and hold on to them, you know, or lock them in the house. Because again, that's what kids do. They just run after grandma, grandpa, or they decide to play, or they go, oh no, my marble is there, and they want to run and go pick it up. So make sure your headlights are on. If you're confused and if you think you're, well, if you're confused, don't get into the car. But if you think no one's going to see you, put some headlights on. Leave more following room. When the sun is in your eyes, it could be hard to see what the car ahead is doing. Okay, you don't need to be riding up on the bumpers. A couple of you guys did that to me today. And that is so annoying. You hug my bumper. I'm a married woman, to have you know. And you're getting that close to me on the road? Why? Because you think I'm going to move over and let you pass and show off your car? No. Leave my bumper be. Next, they say, invest in polarized sunglasses. These could help reduce the glare. Because that's what happens. Now you have, you know, many of us, you know, we drive to work and the sun is already up. But not on Monday. On Monday, you're going to be looking more at the sun. All right. Now for pedestrians, they say cross only at intersections or crosswalks. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and unfortunately, we have a huge amount of a huge number of people that are getting killed, either jaywalking or I'm not sure what the heck is going on, but we're having a lot of pedestrian accidents. So please, guys, use the intersections or the crosswalks. And if you think people driving are an idiot and they're going to ignore the crosswalk, then just, I find a different path or just, you know, don't cross until it is very, very empty, okay? Look right, left again, okay? Don't jaywalk. Don't cross behind parked cars. Evaluate the distance and speed on oncoming traffic. Avoid walking in traffic when there are no sidewalks or crosswalk. Remember, if there's a road, I remember learning this in school, you walk against the traffic, okay? But you bike with the traffic. Okay, and the reason why you walk against the traffic is so I always thought so nobody could just pull up behind you and grab you. But another reason why is you could see if a car is trying to swerve and do something stupid. If a car is doing something stupid, you can hopefully flee and get out of the way. So what else do they say? They go, with the time change, we expect more children, pedestrians, walkers, joggers, bicyclists will be active outdoors. And yeah, but that's the other thing too. You know, we are going to get more daylight. All right, so rather than the days ending earlier, it's going to be lighter. So what's nice about that is I'm driving home from work, and it's not dark anymore. So I feel like I still got that much more to my night. So that is going to be cool. It just is going to stink because you're going to be tired. So, guys, start working ahead, okay? Start, you know, getting up just a little bit early, all right? Don't be griping about it. Go to bed early, and then don't forget this weekend to wake yourself up, okay? 1-877-6 o'clock. 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. What about 1-877? Yeah, 1-877-3625. Yeah. 362-3254. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia and on Twitter, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, a Florida woman was accidentally shot in the back by her 4-year-old son, according to police. 31-year-old Florida woman is in stable condition. While she was driving, her 4-year-old son shot her accidentally. I mean, thank God she didn't get into an accident and kill herself and the kid. I mean, when you look at this, it's like, oh my gosh. According to a statement from investigators at Florida's Putnam County, the non-fatal shooting occurred on Tuesday afternoon as Jamie Gilt was driving down the highway. Now, of course, Gilt could end up facing criminal charges. The child was sitting in the vehicle's back seat right behind his mother. Somehow got his hands on her handgun. Maybe it was in her purse, something like that. A lot of us, we throw our purses in the back. Kid could be rummaging through and getting the gun. According to family members, Gilt was driving her truck to pick up a horse from a relative. The police statement says detectives continue to investigate the incident to determine exactly how the firearm was stored in the vehicle. Gilt's son is currently in the custody of relatives. Wow. Kid could have killed himself. Kid could have, I mean, here's the thing, guys, okay, listen, okay, you're going to mess this up for the rest of us, okay? We all want to have, can't say all, but okay, the majority of us want to have guns to protect ourselves, okay? But you got to be smart. You are not allowed, okay, to get your concealed carry being an idiot with your gun, okay? If your child is in the back seat and your purse has the gun in it, all right, get that purse and the gun away from the kid. Okay, we gotta lock these guns up. We gotta, you know, prevent our kids from getting them. I mean, this is, it blows my mind. And you hear these scary stories of like the cleaning lady that found a gun, thought it was a toy, put it in the toy box, so the kid finds it and shoots and kills himself. I mean, listen, we're gonna get our guns taken away from all of us, and we won't have that sort of means to protect ourselves. The more we have people out there that are being reckless and irresponsible. If you have a child, they should be nowhere near your gun. I mean, I understand a lot of us take our kids out training them how to shoot and train them how to clean a gun and things like that. But you know what I'm talking about. All right? And I've seen people do this. Oh, the gun's in the jacket, the gun's in this, the gun's in my holster's there. And I'm like, but the kids, you have to think about it. Or somebody else's kid. Okay, you gotta be smarter with this. Because these are the cases. I mean, thank God the kid wasn't killed. Thank God the mom wasn't killed. Thank God the accident didn't, you know, it didn't cause people to, cause a multi-car pileup. But these are the types of stories that are going to cause legislators to say, look, you guys can't handle guns. We gotta take it away from everybody. All right? Don't be stupid out there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I guess we got another debate. I didn't watch the Democratic debate yesterday. From what I understand, Hillary Clinton was asked about, I believe it was done by Univision. I guess she was asked about if she's indicted, all right, if she would still continue to run. From what I understand, she did not like being asked that question. I want to see the recap because I want to see how that all, because it is kind of confusing. You know, many of us think back to Herman Cain and some of the other previous candidates where, you know, a lot of people gave donations to and then unfortunately they had to drop out. And, what many people ask is if Herman Cain knew this past would come up, why did he take donations to begin with? All right, maybe, you know, he thought it was closed, a done deal, it really wasn't an issue presently, or maybe he was hoping nobody would find out. And, you know, that's another thing that's kind of is concerning me with Hillary, okay? If everybody says it's going to blow over, it's going to blow over, it's going to blow over. I don't think it is. And, all this money that they are, you know, collecting, and that money could be going to other things. And I don't want to say other candidates. I'm not saying one candidate is better than another for not asking money. I mean, I got to admit, what Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump are doing is pretty unique. And I have to give them props for not asking for buku bucks, unless they are and we just don't know about it. So, I mean, I would rather that money go to the economy. I'd rather that money go to, clinics. I told you, with the millions and millions and millions of dollars that we spend on these campaigns, we could put that money into clinics in each city. Free clinics. We could do so much more with that money. But I understand that's the way it is. And mind you, political commercials keep a lot of jobs. you know, going, all right, in the media. And, you know, a political year is always good for the economy because you have a lot of money going into the system. You got to hire editors. You got to hire, you know, sound people. You got to hire web design. You need to hire, you know, a lot more postage, a lot more. Yeah, so there's a lot. There's at least it helps the economy. But I hate to see a candidate up there asking for money when there seems to be a looming thing over them that could cause them to drop out. And I know it's not practical to ask Hillary to stop asking people for money, but I, you know, and again, whoever wants to donate to her, that's their choice. It just, when you look at the millions of dollars, it could go so many places. All right, so we got another debate, exhausting, by the way. I mean, oh my gosh, it's like every other day there's a debate somewhere. But I get it, Florida's huge. All right, Florida is a winner-take-all. And so we got Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, John Kasich, and Marco Rubio facing off tonight. I believe it's 5:30 Pacific time. And I believe this is going to be a highly watched one because Marco Rubio, this Florida, this is his backyard. This is his neck of the woods. And he's going to be fighting hard for that. There are 350 delegates up for grabs. Both Trump and Rubio are predicting that they will be victorious. All right? And then, you know, a lot of people are watching because they think Ted Cruz is the one in the lead behind Trump, and he's the only one that would be able to beat Trump. And if he loses Florida, that just solidifies a Trump win of the GOP primary. So, well, I think it solidifies, but there's still more to go. So, Cruz and Kasich are also going to be taking the debate stage. This is very, very crucial. And the thing is, I mean, you know, you see how these debates go. I mean, I listen to all of them, and many of them make great points, and some of them make stupid points. But I don't think the debates are really changing the voters. I understand there's undecided voters, all right? But you see how I look at it is the debate can only hurt, okay? You know, you have one image, and all of a sudden you see something, you see them say something, go, wait a second, wait, what? What did, what? You know, so I'm really surprised that they're still, you know, doing these, but it'll be interesting nonetheless. So, let me see here. They say, there's supposed to be some meeting with Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz and Kasich today, and Trump's not supposedly invited, and I guess, my guess is they're talking about, you know, how to beat Trump and, you know, who needs to drop out. I guess you need to reach 1,237 delegates. Kasich has not won a single state, but he's holding out for Ohio. And so if he could win Ohio, then he thinks that will gain the momentum for him to be able to move forward. Right now, a Fox News poll release show Kasich leading Trump in Ohio, but Trump leading Rubio in Florida. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I don't think they're going to be saying anything new. All right, we're just kind of watching this, and it is a long, long process. I'm exhausted. You guys are exhausted, but it's news. And I mean, can Cruz pull through? If Trump wins Florida, I don't think so. But you know, it'll be interesting to see. I want to be done with politics, and I can't. I can't. I mean, right, we get to the primary, we're going to be exhausted with that, and then we're going to be going right into the Hillary versus Trump or whoever. Which I is another reason why I'd like to know what's going on with this possible indictment. I don't understand the delay with it. This has been going on for a while. Benghazi happened years ago. How much more do we have to wait? If it's not going to be Hillary, let people know so Sanders' team can get ready. It's just, you know, I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, guys, don't go away.
Bye. sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so Jennifer Wright, by the way, anytime you guys have a question, you can go to my website at drdahlia.com and submit your question, or you can email us at drdahlia@hotmail.com. So Jennifer writes that she has a question. She recently went to see an infertility specialist, and I believe she had some studies done with her OB-GYN, and the fertility specialist saw something inside my uterus, she writes, and wanted me to go back to my regular doctor to get an MRI. But I'm having trouble getting them to refer to have an MRI since I have an HMO. She gives me the HMO insurance. Do you know how to get them to sign off on a referral for me to get an MRI done? The reason I didn't get it done with the fertility specialist is because it's too much money. So he told me to go back to my regular physician. They'll be able to write it up in a way where the insurance will pay for it. Thank you. Love your show. Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. Okay. So, this is something that I see many of you guys battle. I don't know what the answer is. This is scary because you are basically at the mercy of the MRI. You are at the mercy basically of the HMO, and you can't get the MRI unless your HMO doctor signs off on it. So there's something going on. Now, see what? Okay, and when I first looked at this, okay. When I first heard, okay, you got something going on in the uterus, I would probably say get an ultrasound, all right, just as a baseline. Get an ultrasound so we know what's going on. I mean, I'm sure your fertility specialist already ordered that, but I'm not sure what they saw. I think an MRI is brilliant, all right? I think it's a great idea when there's something there. We usually go to a CAT scan whenever somebody has a mass or, you know, something that they're looking for, a CAT scan, but MRIs, no radiation. And they can do very, very well picking up some real, real, you know, good pathology that could be there. Not that the pathology is good. We don't think any pathology is good, but you know what I mean. They'll be able to really be able to, analyze it, characterize it. Okay, that's what an MRI is pretty good for. Just like when you have issues with your back, you know, we love the MRI. You could look at the disc, you know, the images that you could get using I need to explain how the MRI is done, because you could see how it works with the magnets is you're able to see the different, you have different colors to your layers. It's an amazing picture. When I was in training, we didn't really, MRIs were kind of just starting to be used. And so my radiology background was very limited, and I got to read a bunch of x-rays, and I got to start reading CAT scans. And even though CAT scans, you have the different kind of colors in the layers, you know, where, you know, air is black and fat is black, and then, you know, blood is white on the CAT scan. The MRI has the varying shades of gray, like 50 shades of gray. And so the pictures you could get are phenomenal. I'm trying to think of the word. I'm wondering why I'm having such a brain fart. I don't want to use the word illustrated, but it's the detail. I mean, the detail that you could get is phenomenal. So, all right, back to your question. I'm for you getting an MRI. I think that's a brilliant idea. The only thing is HMOs don't like to pay for MRIs. You have to have a damn good reason to have an HMO pay for your MRI. So your primary care doctor should be completely aware of what's going on with your fertility doctor, should be completely on your side, an advocate. And if the fertility doctor has a recommendation in writing that you need an MRI, that piece of paper will help a primary care doctor navigate through the HMO to be able to get you an MRI. But if that wasn't done, and the fertility doctor's like, I think you should get an MRI, but it's not in writing, ask him to put it in writing. Okay, because that would help you get it paid for. If your HMO is like, no, I want a pelvic ultrasound first. I want you to get a CAT scan instead. I want you, you're going to have to, it's going to be a fight. And it could be a multi-month long process fight. That's the problem with having an HMO. You have other people making the decision, and many of them are non-medical professionals. They're bean counters. All right, they're the ones, looking at the money. Why should they pay for an MRI for you? Just because somebody saw something, that doesn't mean it's cancer. Are you having symptoms? So I'm for an MRI because I'm more of a PPO doc. I don't take any HMOs. All right, but why don't I take HMOs? Because they would limit what I wanted to do, and I find cancer. I find pathology. I have been very, very blessed with, the guidance of God to be able to have a patient and something kooky's going on to be able to ask the insurance to do the test so I could find it. And that's why we found renal cell carcinoma and we found thyroid cancer and we found lung cancer and we found these things because I was able to, work with an insurance company who would pay for it. But things have changed. I can't do what I want to do that much more with Obamacare and with all the limitations. I want a test. I can't get it done. And many of you guys that had to go on the health exchange, the Obamacare site to get, health insurance through the, through the state exchange, many of them, the only ones you could afford are the HMO. I know, because when I went to try to find health insurance, the only ones affordable were the HMOs. So now we have a new environment where you can't get the test that you want to. So what we need to do is either we have to almost do as the people in the socialized countries do. If they want something, they got to go and pay cash for it. And an MRI could be pretty expensive. And so what I would probably do is, okay, do what I said, go to your HMO doctor, give them all the tools they need, the letter from the fertility doctor, any of your family history, etc. But be prepared that if they deny it, you have plan B. Call around, get cash quotes from a variety of places around town that will do an MRI as well as a fertility doctor. But this is your body. And this is what I can't impress on you guys enough. Just because an insurance company says you can't have the test doesn't mean you don't need the test. And I'm not saying you, Jennifer, could have cancer, but I'm speaking out to all of you, all right? Any of you guys can have cancer. And if an insurance company goes, no, we're not paying for it, many of us, and I've done the same thing, I'm like, well, I guess I don't need it. The insurance company said they're not going to cover the test, I guess I really don't need it. First of all, who was making that decision? I mean, were they high when they made the decision? Were they, just having a fight with their girlfriend or boyfriend and slammed the phone down and said, I'm done. Deny. I got to get home. How do you know? Meanwhile, you could have something brewing. I don't know how many cases are out there of people who actually had cancer and the insurance company years prior said, no, we're not going to let you get the test. I don't know. I don't know if those, how many of those cases are out there. But on the flip side, the reason why we're in this mess is because everybody's getting CAT scans and MRIs and expensive drugs, and they're not paying the premiums to pay for it. In an insurance company's defense, if your premiums are $500 a month and it's costing them $2,000 a month to insure you, they're going to go under. Or they're not going to want to insure you anymore. So you may have to, and I've been telling you guys this for years, you may have to pay for stuff on your own. And I don't want to pay for stuff on my own. I'm already giving my insurance thousands and thousands of dollars a year. Why the heck should I? But your health has to come first. You guys are going to need to make split-second life or death decisions. Okay? And your health is another one of them. Blowing something off because your insurance company is being cheap is not a very smart survival technique. And you may have to go and shell out the money for an MRI. And I understand that could be a good couple thousand dollars. But a lot of these companies out there have cash discounts. A lot of them have payment plans. And I mean, you spend thousands of dollars on your car. You spend thousands of dollars on your hair, your nails, or your clothes, or your truck, or whatever. All right? I mean, your health is going to have to be in that budget. So that would be my recommendation. 1-877-DOCADALI. Keep these questions coming. They're great. 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.